This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Is this stretch of extremely warm weather being caused by global warming? Well, with temps 100 plus degrees in many areas, it seems like we're hearing a lot of doom and gloom forecasting hype. But Cliff Mass, University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences professor, says media accounts referring to our heat wave as the new normal just don't add up.
I think the interesting thing is, you know, the extremes that we're going to be equaling are, some of these things are really old, you know, like over 100 years. So there really isn't a huge trend to having warmer extremes.
Unfortunately, Mass says that doesn't stop some.
Some people blaming the whole thing on global warming, which is ridiculous. We're going to be 30 degrees above normal, let's say. And so maybe 1 or 2 degrees of that will be global warming. I mean, the heat wave would have happened without global warming, but it's just, you know, a little bit more serious.
So Mass says, let's ease up on the blaming.
You don't blame the whole 30 degrees of global warming. That doesn't make any sense, and that's what people do. It's not like everything's 100% global warming. I mean, it's natural variability plus, you know, a small component of the global warming going on. So you just can't give global warming credit to the whole thing. It's just not right. And that's what people are either stating or implying, and that's not right.
Mass says, fortunately, today's forecasting capabilities allow us to prepare for temps like these days in advance.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.